Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive with us.
Yeah, great to be here.
Today we're looking at something super interesting. The latest trends in the film and TV production world.
Right, November 2024 specifically.
Exactly. We've got some fantastic data from Vitrina, and they track film and TV projects from over 100 countries.
So it's a really global perspective.
Yeah, so we can get a really good sense of, you know, what's happening all around the world. So before we kind of zoom in on November, I'm kind of curious, like, what's been the overall vibe in the industry the past few years?
Yeah, well, I mean, if we're looking at production volume, which is basically like how many projects are actually being made, you know, it's been kind of a roller coaster. You know, early 2022, things were amazing.
It was booming, yeah.
It was booming. Almost felt like anything could get funded.
Mm-hmm.
And then things kind of took a turn.
Yeah, and I feel like that Netflix stock drop back in April 2022 really sent a shockwave.
Absolutely. I mean, that was a major turning point for the industry. All of a sudden, those media stocks were looking really shaky and everyone got a lot more cautious.
Yeah, projects got shelved, cancellations. It felt like the party was over.
Exactly. And then just as things were starting to recover, you know, we had the Hollywood strikes.
Oh, yeah, 2023.
Yeah, throughout 2023.
Huge impact.
Absolutely. Especially for scripted content.
Yeah.
Production basically froze in major markets like the US and the UK.
So two pretty tough years for the industry.
Yeah, for a lot of people it was.
So where do things stand now? Like end of 2024, have we bounced back?
I mean, 2024 has definitely been more subdued, but there are definitely some bright spots.
Okay, so it's not quite back to that like crazy level of 2022, but it's picking back up.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's picking up in some pretty unexpected places.
Okay, well, that's a great transition. Let's zoom in on November 2024. What's the global picture looking like according to Vitrina?
Okay, so globally, November actually saw a dip in production volume compared to October, about 20%.
Okay, 20%. That sounds like a lot.
It is. But it's important to remember that October was a really strong month. So this could just be a natural kind of fluctuation.
Okay, a little bit of a correction.
Exactly. And the other thing to keep in mind is that different regions are telling very different stories.
Oh, I love this part. The regional differences. This is where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
What stood out to you in November?
Well, the Asia-Pacific region, what we often call APAC, is absolutely on fire. They saw a 13% increase in production volume.
Wow.
So clearly something is working over there. On the other hand, the Americas and EMA, which is Europe, Middle East, and Africa, they both saw declines.
So it's like, well, some regions are tapping on the brakes, others are hitting the gas.
Yeah, exactly. And this is where things get really fascinating because you see these regional trends that are kind of bucking the global picture.
It's like a global dance with everyone moving to their own beat.
That's a great analogy. And speaking of surprises, German is actually the second most used language for productions in November 2024.
Wait, what? Really, German?
Even ahead of Spanish?
That's wild. I would not have guessed that. What's driving that?
Well, it seems like the German film commissions have been super aggressive with their incentives this year. They were really trying to boost that local industry, and it seems to be working. Plus, we're seeing more format adaptations and co-productions happening in Germany, which is drawing a lot of international interest.
So if you're a producer looking to, you know, get in on the action, Germany might be the place to be.
Yeah, it could be.
Okay, so we've got the global picture. We've got some regional hotspots. Let's talk about the big players.
Yeah.
Who's commissioning the most content in November?
Okay, so unsurprisingly, Netflix is still at the top of the list. But right behind them is the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. The ABC.
Hold on. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation is number two.
Yep. They're in second place.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I know Australia has amazing locations, but what else is making them such a hotspot for production right now?
Well, I mean, both the Australian federal government and the individual states have been offering some pretty sweet incentives to local production companies, and that's attracting a lot of international projects. Plus, Australia has amazing talent. Diverse locations, stable political climate.
It sounds like a recipe for success.
Yeah, it's pretty appealing.
So we've got Germany, we've got Australia. Any other countries or regions that we should be keeping an eye on?
Well, Thailand is one to watch. Netflix actually just entered the Thai market this year, and it sparked a ton of activity. Local broadcasters are stepping up. Their game investors are pouring money into new productions.
Sounds like Thailand is about to have a content boom.
It really does. And then, of course, we can't forget about Japan. I mean, anime is still a global phenomenon.
Yeah, huge.
And those Japanese production companies are just cranking out content.
It's amazing how anime just keeps growing and evolving, finding new audiences, especially now with everyone streaming.
Absolutely. Global reach.
Okay, so we've got a sense of, like, the global trends, the regional standouts, the big players. But what about the overall health of the industry? Is it really starting to rebound after all that, you know, craziness of the past few years?
Yeah, well, I think one of the best ways to kind of measure the health of the industry is to look at season renewals.
Right, because renewals mean stability.
Exactly. They keep productions running, they keep audiences engaged. And the good news is that November 2024 saw a 17% increase in season renewals globally.
Okay, that's a good sign. It sounds like the industry is feeling a little bit more optimistic about the future.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, after all that uncertainty and disruption, it seems like companies are ready to invest in their existing shows.
But is that 17% increase across the board?
Mm-hmm.
Are all regions seeing this kind of renewal boom equally?
Actually, no. The regional breakdown is pretty interesting. Once again, APAC is leading the charge with season renewals more than doubling compared to the previous period.
Wow. APAC is on a roll.
Yeah, they're killing it. EMEA is also seeing growth, although not as dramatic as APAC. And then the Americas actually saw a slight dip in renewals this month.
Okay, so some regions are definitely hotter than others. And speaking of hot, why do you think reality TV is the most renewed genre globally?
I mean, reality TV is often a lot cheaper to produce than scripted content, which makes it appealing to networks and streaming services. Plus, it tends to have a really loyal built-in audience, and it can be adapted for different cultures and languages pretty easily.
Yeah, you can take that format and kind of put it anywhere.
Exactly. So in a global market where everyone is fighting for eyeballs, reality TV is a pretty safe bet.
I get it. Okay, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's shine a spotlight on those often unsung heroes of the film and television world. The film commissions.
The film commissions, yeah.
What do they do? Why are they so important?
I mean, they're like the cheerleaders for their regions. They're constantly working to attract productions, promote local talent, secure funding for filmmaking. They help filmmakers navigate all the logistics and finances of shooting on location.
So they're like a one-stop shop for filmmakers.
Pretty much. And they play a crucial role in boosting local economies.
Yeah. And clearly they're doing something right, considering all the activity we've seen in places like Germany and Australia.
Absolutely. Vitrina has been tracking the most active film commissions over the past 3 months, and there are some really interesting standouts.
Give us the highlights.
Okay, so in the Americas, the Société de Développement des Entreprises Culturelles in Montreal, Canada, and the Ontario Media Development Corporation in Toronto are both super active.
Two for Canada.
What about EMER A?
And EMEA, the CMC in Paris, France, and Film I've Asked in Trollhättan, Sweden, are attracting a lot of attention.
Then APAC?
And APAC Screen Australia and Screen NSW, which are both based in Sydney, are making a real impact.
So those are the film commissions to watch. But I imagine it's not just about the financial incentives they offer. What other factors would you consider when you're choosing a location? Yeah, you're right. Incentives are important. But they're just one piece of the puzzle. You also need to think about things like the availability of skilled crew, the cost of living, the ease of doing business, and of course, the quality and diversity of locations.
So it's about finding that perfect balance.
Right. Between your creative vision, the logistics, and the financial realities.
Okay. I think we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about the global trends, the regional hotspots, the big players, even those behind the scenes movers and shakers like the film commissions. But I'm eager to hear about the actual productions that are making waves.
Yeah, let's get into some specific examples.
That's for the next part of our deep dive.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of film and TV production. We've already uncovered some fascinating global trends and those regional hotspots that are really shaking things up.
Yeah, APAC is definitely one to watch.
Absolutely. But now I'm kind of curious to hear about the actual productions that are making waves. What's catching your eye based on Vitrina's November data?
Well, one thing that's really interesting is the number of book adaptations that are being picked up for development.
Oh, that makes sense, especially with those Hollywood strikes still going on.
Right. It's all about minimizing risk.
So instead of starting from scratch, they're going with a story that's already proven itself.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're tapping into that built-in fan base.
Are there any particular book adaptations that have piqued your interest?
There's one that I found intriguing. It's an untitled project from Red 7 Entertainment in Germany. They've optioned the rights to this really popular German novel, and they're developing it for television.
Okay, so we're seeing those local stories going global.
Exactly. And it speaks to that growing confidence in local storytelling, but also the potential for those stories to find a wider audience.
It's like a cross-cultural exchange through entertainment.
Absolutely. And it's not just book adaptations. We're also seeing a surge in format adaptations.
Oh, yeah, where a show from one country gets remade for another market.
Exactly, like a successful show that's already proven itself.
Makes sense. Are there any examples that come to mind?
Well, there's El Inocente, It's a Spanish thriller series that's being adapted for American audiences by Undostra Studios.
Ooh, I love a good thriller.
And they're setting the US version in New York City.
Oh, that's a smart move.
Yeah.
You tap into that existing fan base, but you also make it relevant for a new audience.
Exactly. And then there's this really interesting collaboration between Warner Bros. And CJ Entertainment. They're teaming up to develop both English and Korean remakes of a popular film.
Wow, so it's going both directions.
Yeah, it's a really cool cross-cultural approach.
It shows how hungry audiences are for those stories that can resonate across borders.
Absolutely. And it's a great way to reach a wider audience.
Okay, so we've talked about adaptations. Let's get into those season renewals. We know they're a good sign for the industry, but which shows are actually getting the green light for another round?
Oh, Lego Masters continues to be a global phenomenon.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. That show is so much fun.
The 20th Market just picked up the show for a new season.
Wow, 20 markets.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And then, of course, there's Squid Game.
Still going strong?
Especially in Japan. It's a massive hit over there.
It's amazing how these global franchises just keep captivating audiences.
It's a testament to the power of great storytelling.
Absolutely. But I'm also curious about new content. Are there any fresh ideas breaking through all the noise?
Well, one of the most exciting developments is the use of AI-powered dubbing for theatrical releases.
Wait, what AI dubbing? Tell me more.
So IMAX and Camp.ai have partnered to bring real-time translation to original content, and we're talking a staggering 140 languages.
140 languages. That's mind-blowing.
It's incredible. This technology allows audiences to experience foreign language films in their native language without those clunky subtitles or voiceovers.
So it's like a seamless viewing experience, no matter where you are or what language you speak.
Exactly. It could be a game changer for the film industry, especially as global audiences become even more interconnected.
It's like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It really is. And it highlights how technology is shaping the future of entertainment.
Any other technological advancements that are catching your eye?
Well, there's a lot happening behind the scenes in streaming technology. Companies like Brightcove and Indra Systems are developing solutions that improve video quality and reduce bandwidth usage.
Okay, so that's super important for those streaming services that are always fighting for viewers.
Absolutely. And with those data caps, it's crucial to make sure the streaming experience is smooth and seamless.
So, taking a step back, what does all this tell us about the future of film and television production? Are there any clear patterns emerging?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that the industry is becoming increasingly globalized and interconnected.
Yeah, we're seeing more collaborations, format adaptations, a hunger for those stories that can cross borders.
Exactly. It's a really exciting time to be a part of the entertainment world.
But does this globalization come at a cost? Are we losing something unique about local storytelling?
That's a great question, and one that the industry is definitely grappling with. I think it's all about finding that balance. We need to embrace those global trends while also nurturing those local voices.
So it's about finding that sweet spot where global appeal meets local authenticity.
Exactly. And I think the success of those local productions, like that German book adaptation we talked about, shows that there's a strong appetite for both.
Okay, so we've covered global trends, regional differences, specific productions, technological advancements, but we've been focusing on the companies and the productions. What about the people behind it all?
You're right, those executives who are making all the decisions.
Exactly. Are there any shakeups happening?
Well, Vitrina's platform also tracks executive movements, and there's been a lot of activity lately.
Which is typical for this time of year.
Exactly. Companies are restructuring, gearing up for the year ahead.
So are we talking major shakeups or just a few strategic shifts?
Well, we've seen some pretty notable acquisitions and mergers, like that Brightcove acquisition we mentioned earlier.
Right.
And then you have executives moving between companies, taking on new roles, bringing their expertise to different projects.
It's like a high-stakes game of chess.
It really is. Everyone's trying to stay ahead of the curve.
Makes sense. So much at stake in the entertainment industry.
Absolutely. And with so much change and disruption, it's no wonder things are so dynamic.
Okay, but let's bring it back to the big picture. What does all of this mean for the future of film and television production? What are the key takeaways from our deep dive so far?
Well, the first thing is that the global production landscape is constantly evolving.
It's like you got to be nimble and adaptable.
Exactly. You got to be ready for anything. We're seeing those new players emerge, unexpected trends take hold.
And a growing emphasis on content that can travel.
Absolutely. The demand for global content is only going to increase.
What else should we be paying attention to?
Season renewals, they're a really important indicator of industry health, and they're on the rise. particularly in APAC.
So it seems like companies are feeling more confident about the future.
Yeah, they're willing to invest in their existing franchises.
And what about the role of those film commissions?
Yeah.
They seem to be more important than ever.
Oh, absolutely. They're playing a huge role in shaping the production landscape, attracting productions, fostering local talent, driving economic growth.
They're the unsung heroes of the entertainment industry.
Absolutely. So keep an eye on those film commissions we mentioned earlier.
They're definitely going to be making waves.
For sure. So with all that in mind, what do you think the future holds for global film and television production?
That's a big question. But after all this insightful data and analysis, I'm feeling pretty optimistic.
Me too. It's an exciting time to be following the world of entertainment.
We've covered so much: global trends, regional hotspots, those buzzworthy productions, the influence of the film commissions.
But there's one crucial piece of the puzzle we haven't explored yet.
The money.
Exactly. The financial side of things.
Well, let's dive into that.
In the final part of our deep dive, we'll be unpacking the trends in production financing, analyzing the role of those streaming services, and considering how all this impacts the bottom line.
All right, we're back for the final part of our deep dive into the world of film and TV production.
And we've saved the best for last.
The money talk.
The money, yeah. Both. This is what makes the world go round, right?
Absolutely. So we've talked about global trends, regional hotspots, buzzworthy productions, even those powerful film commissions. But now let's get down to the nitty-gritty. How are all these global trends impacting the bottom line?
Let's talk financing.
Yeah, where do we even begin? Like, what are the big factors that are influencing how productions actually get financed these days?
Well, I think you have to start by understanding that the old ways of financing film and television have been completely disrupted by the rise of streaming services.
It's like the whole game has changed.
Yeah, in just a few short years.
Yeah.
So in the past, productions relied on a mix of studio investments, pre-sales, to distributors' tax credits.
It was a complicated puzzle.
It was. And then streaming services came along and they brought in this whole new source of revenue: subscription fees.
So instead of depending on box office numbers or advertising money,
right,
they can fund productions directly from their subscribers?
Exactly. And with the massive subscriber base that companies like Netflix and Disney Plus have, they have some serious financial muscle.
That explains why they're commissioning so much content.
Right. They're constantly looking for new shows, movies, documentaries to keep those subscribers happy.
But what does this shift mean for independent producers and smaller companies?
Well, it's interesting because it's actually created more opportunities for them in a lot of ways.
Really?
Yeah, because those streaming services need a constant stream of fresh content to attract and retain those subscribers. So they're willing to take chances on projects that might not have gotten funded in the traditional system.
So it's like a double-edged sword, I guess.
Exactly. It's a really complex landscape.
Yeah.
But one thing is clear: the competition for eyeballs is fierce.
Yeah, and that means
production budgets are going up.
So we're talking big budget blockbusters.
Well, it's a mix of both. Streaming services are definitely willing to shell out big bucks for those prestige projects that generate buzz.
Yeah, the Squid Game of the world.
Right. But they're also investing in a wide range of content, from indie films to documentaries to international productions. So there are opportunities for projects of all sizes.
It sounds like a golden age for content creation.
In a lot of ways it is, but the big question is whether all this spending is sustainable.
Yeah. What happens if subscriber growth slows down, or if those streaming wars start to cool off?
That's the million-dollar question. The streaming world is still evolving. We're all kind of figuring it out as we go. But one thing's for sure: content is king. And those streaming services will do whatever it takes to get the best.
So it's a high-stakes game.
It is. But with all this money pouring into the industry, it's an exciting time to be a filmmaker or a production company.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive, let's distill some key takeaways. What are the most important things to remember about the financial side of film and television production?
Well, I think the first thing is that the streaming revolution has completely changed the game when it comes to financing productions.
There's a whole new world out there.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it's creating both opportunities and challenges for everyone involved.
What else should we keep in mind?
Competition is fierce. No. Which is pushing those production budgets higher and higher, Enery. Audiences have come to expect a certain level of quality.
And that costs money.
It does. So if you want to succeed in this industry, you need to be prepared to invest in your projects.
And be adaptable.
Absolutely. The landscape is constantly changing, so you need to be able to pivot and adjust your strategies as needed.
Any final thoughts for our listeners?
The global nature of the entertainment industry means that there are more opportunities than ever before to reach a wider audience. But to succeed, you need to be innovative. You need to understand how this financial landscape is evolving. And you need to be passionate about telling great stories.
It's a time of change, disruption, and incredible opportunity.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
This has been an amazing journey behind the scenes of film and television production. We've covered so much: global trends, regional hotspots, buzzworthy productions, the influence of film commissions, the financial forces that shape it all.
And I hope you've enjoyed this glimpse into the inner workings of the entertainment industry.
I think it's safe to say we've all learned a lot.
I definitely have.
So as we sign off, what's one thing you want our listeners to remember?
This landscape is always evolving. So stay curious, stay informed, and keep exploring.
Great advice. That's a wrap on our deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining us. Until next time, keep those creative sparks flying.